going bomb bomb with Ed Sheeran, but it's not a smash alert. We'll explain.
Pam Anderson is ready to tell us all about her life.
And would you have a funeral-themed birthday party? It's a dish debate you do not want to miss.
Plus, later, Andrew Foyne talks to Courtney Cox about her new show, Shining Veil.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
We got all that and more coming up, but Frank, what you got?
All right, the highly anticipated movie The Batman is out today, and Robert Pattinson just shared how far he went to get in shape for the title role. He said, I had about 3 months before the movie started.
What is
working
it?
Out.
Hold on, that's Ringo Starr.
That's the only British accent I have. I was working out before and after work all the time. You just cut down and cut down and cut down before the couple of scenes with your shirt off and you're counting sips of water.
I don't know if I need Frank to play Paul McCartney or Robert Pattinson, but I think we're onto something here.
Oh, my God.
Now, Arpatch used to be a vampire, so I don't even know if he's used to drinking water.
And you know what sounds refreshing after a nice, long, sweaty workout? A big glass of water.
So he's saying he ate nothing. He just cut it down till it was just water.
Oh, my God.
He was starving himself.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it.
No.
What's the farthest you've gone, Heidi, to stay in such shape?
You couldn't even get that out.
I know.
Chuck isn't even a word.
I know.
And Chuck Shane.
No, because I'm over here eating a cookie while I'm asking you. So it's
neither one of us have any sort of discipline.
Oh,
or
I know. I know. I did this when I was in high school because I was a wrestler and I had to cut weight and I had to maintain a certain weight. So there was like an entire season of wrestling where I drank nothing but grapefruit juice and I ate cans of tuna.
Really?
That's what I lived on.
And
because I had to maintain 112 pounds.
Right.
You weighed 112 pounds?
Yeah. Oh. My sophomore year in high school. And then I was 132 my junior year and 145 my senior
that's
year.
That's my goal weight.
And what are you now?
I doubled my own weight.
Well, let's switch gears real quick. Camila Cabello turned 25 yesterday. So happy belated birthday to her. But check this out.
Happy birthday.
Yo, she just dropped a new duet with Ed Sheeran and the song is called Bomb Bomb, and it sounds like the song is about an ex Shawn Mendes.
And this is not even a sad breakup song where it's like a Taylor Swift sad looking back, right, how dare you hurt me.
She's
it's
out
like,
dancing with strangers.
She's like, I'm getting bam bam now. It's like, this is awesome.
Get a little bit of that.
Well, how do you think Ed Sheeran feels like kind of being brought into the middle of all this? Because you didn't really show up for a battle record. You just wanted to get on a bop, you know what I mean? And now you're in the middle of something.
Ed Sheeran is definitely the guy that you don't have to worry about.
Though. I was
like,
gonna
I'm
say,
not
yeah.
about my girl right.
No, no,
with
no,
Ed
no,
Sheeran,
no. Maybe if he didn't bring his guitar with him, but if he brought his guitar, you worry about Ed Sheeran.
Oh, his guitar is there.
Because he just seems like he's such
he
a married guy that would sit on the couch and watch TV all weekend.
Ed Sheeran has never released a calendar. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what? I'm gonna go further. Any male redhead? I don't think he's. He's
oh,
you don't
male
worry
redhead.
About him.
Download Danny Bonaducci.
Are you worried about Carrot Top stealing your gal?
Danny Bonaducci.
Once Carrot Top's in the DMs, it's over.
Ralph.
All right, y'all. Hulu has a big hit with Pam and Tommy, their version of Pamela Anderson's life with Tommy Lee. Well, now Pam is telling her side of the story, and she shared the news with a handwritten note on Instagram. Heidi, this is screaming your name, and I need to hear you do a dramatic reading of this.
All right, here we go. My life. 1,000 imperfections, 1,000,000 misperceptions, wicked, wild, and lost. Nothing to live up to. I can only surprise you, not a victim, but a survivor, and alive to tell the real story.
Yeah, she gets the job as a lipstick.
You got
the- Thank you, Brad.
How do you sound like a perfume commercial? Like you were ready to.
What did Tommy Lee do to her?
Did you see that?
Look, here's the thing, guys. I'm for this because, like, remember when this story first hit in the 90s? And it's like every part of Pamela Anderson was exposed on this whole other level.
I love her.
And
I
now
love
we're
her.
They kind of
love
doing
her.
It again.
Love you.
You know, it's like that she didn't sign off on this series, so this is her chance to tell her side
but
of the
I
story.
But I really don't think she comes off poorly in it. But Tommy Lee sort of comes off poorly in the show.
But he also honked the yacht horn with his penis.
Oh, and, like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, life is over. Can you honk a horn, you and Tanner, Frank? You better put that on your Bumble account.
I gotta get in the Hot Wheels car to honk that.
All right. right. Oh, the Wheel of Fortune was the Wheel of Failure earlier this week. Ooh. Now, before I get into this story, Pat Sajak wants us to be nice about it. Mm. So let's be good, everybody. I'm talking about Frank and Gary. So fans of the game show are calling this episode the most painful ever. Now, all three contestants failed at solving a nearly completed puzzle and had this feather flying everywhere. Y'all gotta see this.
Oh, what? Another feather in your hat. Another feather in your lap.
No.
Another feather in your map.
Man, I couldn't believe that the people beside the lady kept getting lose a turn and bankruptcy.
For real.
And she kept getting turns and she kept getting it wrong.
Because you know
I'm going to tell you guys, I've been on Wheel of Fortune twice, and there's something that happens. You get this tunnel vision and you can't think. You're so nervous.
Whatever.
You can't think beyond it. And it literally, I had something. I was in the winner's round. It was cargo pants. I'm sitting there going, Target?
This lady said feathers in your map. Come on now.
That would have been more
expensive. You get so nervous. It doesn't look the same way.
But I think being an armchair quarterback is one thing. Because when you're looking at the contestants, they are pretty young. I think they're millennials or younger.
So,
this goes back to Yankee Doodle Dandy. They don't know that song.
That's
they've
never true.
Heard
that.
They have no idea.
Put a feather in your cap.
Is it in the map?
There it is. Yeah.
That's a phrase they may not know.
They're not going to know that.
I don't know what my dumb ass why I didn't get cargo pants.
Sherry, you hosted a game show. What did you do when people couldn't get the answers?
I hosted the Newlywed Game, and I would literally be saying, do they know they're not going to stay together, this couple? Hey, number one, what do you say? Oh, shit. I'm just asking where to make Whoopi. They don't even know where to make Whoopi.
All right, everyone, it's time for another Dish of Days. All right, this is kind of morbid. I will tell you that, but it's also kind of funny at the same time. There was a themed birthday party video that's now gone viral. That's why we're talking about it. So a young lady decided to celebrate her entrance into her dirty 30s by laying her 20s to rest. And I mean, it was a whole entire funeral. She got rolled out in a casket. Everyone dressed in black. The decor was dark. They even had white balloons there that they let go into the sky, like you certainly do. So I guess the question is, if your friend hosted a funeral birthday party, would you go?
Absolutely.
Saying goodbye to your 40s or 50s.
I just couldn't be in a casket. I feel like when people talk about death before it happens, you kind of like wish it on yourself. I don't
I'm the same with you, Brad. Like, you know, the friend had crutches at school. Everybody'd be like, oh, let me try. And they'd be like, you want to try, Heidi? I'm like, oh, no.
Heidi, you might not, you know, have your birthday funeral, but would you go to a birthday funeral because you're dressed for one?
Yeah!
Or you're dressed for a pilgrim Thanksgiving. I can't tell what event you're going to.
Oh, Frank, it's the death of my career. And I'm celebrating.
You're just remembering your 20s. I think it's a great idea.
But, like, throw other stuff in the casket, not yourself.
Yeah. This is just somebody that loves to throw memorable parties that got a lot of money to waste and just want to entertain people. That's what I think.
Throw things, that you're no longer going to do because you're in your 30s you're no longer going to wear.
Don't all the condoms in the dog.
Yeah, because in your 30s, you throw that. You raw dog in your 30s, according to Sherry.
The G-strings you used to wear.
But you can still wear that in your 30s.
All right, y'all, up next, Samuel L. Jackson says he should have been had a mother Oscar. We'll get into that and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Samuel L. Jackson has a message for the Academy. He wants Oscar voters to know that he should already have an Academy Award under his belt. Now, Samuel is being recognized with an honorary Oscar this year. Do you like that honorary Oscar?
No, I hate honorary Oscars. Gosh. No, give me the real work I did.
But he thinks he should have won the time he received a nomination for Best Supporting Actor in 1995 for his role in Pulp Fiction.
He should have.
What ain't no country I ever heard of?
That's it. Which he lost to Martin Landau. Now, that was the only time that Samuel was ever nominated. So can you imagine the speech that Sam would make if he actually won?
I would give anything. I would give anything.
Oh, my God. What would he say?
Seems like Samuel L. Jackson will do any movie. Yeah. I mean, like Pulp Fiction, I mean, that's when he was nominated. But it's Samuel L. Jackson shows up in every film. A little bit of that guy from Pulp Fiction.
I would really love to see Samuel Jackson do something that's so out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
No action. No, like really what? Something poignant. I don't know.
Like a remake of Tootsie.
Oh, yeah. I would love a Samuel Tootsie.
You'd a Samuel Jackson as Tootsie.
What was the one? Two on two?
All right, Samuel, if you're watching, we really want you in a completely different role. You want that Oscar?
Completely different.
Yeah.
I want to see him cry. Like, I want to see vulnerability, transparency.
Maybe like if you do, you know what? I am just so sick and tired.
Yes.
Of these snakes. All right, well, love and hip hop star and singer K Michelle's clapping back at critics after a video went viral of her flashing her, I'll say Coco and Chanel's. I think you know what I mean? During a recent performance. Now, one fan took to Twitter and said she didn't understand the reason she decided to flash the crowd. Well, K Michelle wasn't too happy with the statement and she clapped back with, "What is for you to understand? I've been flashing my fans for 6 years now during every show. If you have never been there or understand, that's your problem, not mine. Now do you understand?"
Well, now I gotta go to a Kate Michelle show.
Yeah, with like, the ticket sale.
Looking up StubHub here real quick.
Let's get to it, Frank.
I wanna go.
That's the Ticketmaster here. She did it a Girls Gone Wild style where she pulled the top down real fast.
Yeah.
Exposed her breasts like nothing happened, pulled it up.
Well, it makes me think, this is not exactly the same, but it makes me think like early on in Lady Gaga's career, like when she came out in the meat dress, everybody's like, this crazy lady's in a meat dress. But it's like that kept her name in the press.
It got
that
her
kept
attention.
Her face. It got everybody's attention.
And then we realized, well, she is a great actress and a great singer, but just a girl coming out looking like Lady Gaga, just in regular clothes. Nobody's talking about
it. Yeah, but I think the point is, she's like, you know, I've been doing this for 6 years. Who are you to tell me now? If you've been following me, you've been a fan of mine.
You know that.
But now you're obviously not a fan of mine, and then you want to tell me how I should be doing this.
Right.
Like, oh, you don't need to do that. It's like, no, shut up. You're not even a fan.
Somebody was like, I don't know why Frank made the joke. Did you really have to make that joke, Frank?
Yeah. I've been doing jokes for 30 years.
And there's nobody better.
It's deal time, and Morning Save spokesperson and lifestyle personality Rosalind Daniels is here. And what do you have for us today?
Hey, you guys. So you need this deal if you are trying to cross your legs and relax on the couch, or if you want to snuggle up in the bed, your own bed.
Oh, this sounds like me playing with all my doggy babies.
Well, just like your dog, the Home Basics Cushion Lap Desk can be that constant companion that you need in your life. It'll get you ready for work, study, or a little kiki with your good Judy's, Gary.
Ooh, honey, okay, so how do I use it? First of all, honey, do I sit on it or does it sit on me?
No, you want to take the cushioned beaded bottom and put it on your lap to create a stable surface. And then you can pretty much put anything on it. So I like to put my laptop or maybe a book or a cup of coffee. And then you can put your phone in this little slot right here, and that will allow you to do FaceTime or if you want to do a live.
Oh, I'm rocking with this. My kids would love it.
Absolutely.
How much is it?
Okay, so I have seen this for as high as $35. But now, Dish Nation viewers could get it for only $20.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Listen, you heard. Head over to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Roslyn, as always, thank you so much. And don't go nowhere. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all, and look who's here. It is Andrew Freund.
I'm here.
So, what you got today for us, Andrew?
All right, when you think of Courtney Cox, you think comedy. I mean, she was on Friends with Sherry, for Christ's sake. But in her new Starz series, Shining Veil, she and Greg Kinnear play a married couple with lots of problems, including their creepy new house.
Ooh.
So I got the scoop on the show, and I asked Courtney which Friends character she would love to be haunted by. Check it out.
Now, Greg, you have been a talk show host, obviously, before for many years. You know how this dog and pony show works. But my question is, if you were going to interview Terry, if Terry was going to be on your couch, what would you ask him? What would you want to know from your character?
I think you're muted, or you're really silent.
Anytime, Greg.
I think before I speak, Courtney. Well, good. Well, time is up. It was nice seeing you.
Anyway, well, honestly, I don't know. I really would like to know how Terry and his beautiful, beautiful wife, played by the lovely Courtney Cox, sitting just right here, how they ever thought this marriage was going to work. And the truth is that against all odds, it really did, I think, and does in many, many ways. They're a very functional couple.
Now, Courtney, very important last question. If you were going to be haunted by one Friends character, who would that be and why? Let's think about this, Courtney.
I would say Rachel would be really fun, and so would Chandler, but I think that for just pure entertainment would be Phoebe.
That is the correct answer for $500.
There'd be music.
Music. Also, she just is, you know, so quirky that you'd just be able to do so many different things and she'd have fun with it.
You guys, I love the show. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
All right. Have you ever been in a haunted house? Had any paranormal activity?
Sherry? I don't be fooling with that. No, I ain't fooling with no haunting spirits and things.
I mean, it's scary. In addition to checking out Shining Veil airing this Sunday on Stars, be sure to head to DishNation.com because I did an exclusive tour of Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser in Walt Disney World, and it is out of this world.
Wow.
Very cool.
Oh, that'd be nice to do Dish there, huh?
Yeah.
Did you become a Jedi or something? You get to do all the cool stuff.
By the way, there's lightsaber training. They give you a lightsaber and you get to lightsaber train with laser beams shooting at you.
Oh my God.
Do you feel like you're a certified Jedi now after your training? Like how well did you do?
I'm a certified Jedi. I did okay. I'm not really great with the hand-eye coordination. Okay. I'll preface it. I did have a couple drinks in the Star Wars bar before, so I was a little, you know, tipsy.
Yeah.
But, you know, they gave me the lightsaber. I wheeled it around. It was great.
Listen, when I go to the bar, the Force gets strong with me, too. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Tanner.
Up next, Scarlett Johansson didn't do this until she was in her 20s. We'll tell you what we mean after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Imagine landing a role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but then you realize you have to do a lot of your own stunts.
No, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, Scarlett Johansson revealed that when she got Black Widow back in 2010, that she had never set foot in a gym, and she had only 5 weeks to prepare for those stunt scenes that she had to do. And when she did go to a gym, she had no idea even how to use any of the equipment.
Can I tell you, I've been in a gym.
You don't even know a guy named Jim.
Well, listen, I wish I could argue that. In 2010, when she's never been in a gym and her body looked like that.
She was 23.
She was 23. This was over 10 years ago, Heidi. Yeah. She was 23 then. She's 37
23,
now.
My breasts were in my mouth.
Have you ever accepted to do something that you had no idea what to do besides radio and television?
A delightful conversation with you. I've tried, but I can't succeed.
When you get to a certain age, you just don't have the energy.
No. Yeah. Listen, I'm supposed to go to a concert tomorrow night.
And what are you doing?
And I've committed to it, and I'm taking two other friends with me. Mm-hmm. And I looked up on the schedule, and it was like, it starts at 8. Mm-hmm. And I said, PM?
My favorite part about all of this is we started out with Scarlett Johansson at the gym, and we got to Heidi Hamilton's poor social life.
Oh my God.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.